right, well, before Donald Trump hurt poor Nancy's feelings, he got out in front of the cameras, and he got in a back and forth with ABC News' Jonathan Carl. And Jonathan has been caught a couple of times recently actually performing journalism, so we'll give him the pass here. On ABC this week, he performed journalism over the weekend. But he got in a back and forth about Trump giving the green light to Turkey to invade Syria. And by the way, we've got a letter from the president saying, don't be a fool. Don't make a mistake. You have a chance to make some great decisions here. We've got the letter to Turkish President Erdogan. Short letter from the president, but very clear. Don't make a mistake here, because it'll be a bad one if you do. And I got a back and forth with Jonathan Carl. I want you to hear this. There's several parts, but it's important. It's very instructive. Bite number two with the president and Jonathan Carl of ABC News. Bite two. Go.
More importantly, I didn't give him a green light. And if anybody saw the letter, which can be released very easily if you'd like, I could certainly release it. But I wrote a letter right after that conversation, a very powerful letter. There was never given a green light. They've been wanting to do that for years, and frankly, they've been fighting for many, many years. And when you ask a question like that, it's very deceptive, John. It's almost as deceptive as you showing all of the bombings taking place in Syria, and it turned out that the bombing that you showed on television took place in Kentucky. So, you know, and I'm not even sure that ABC apologized for that, but certainly it was a terrible thing. I'm looking at this, I'd say, wow, that's pretty bad. And it was in Kentucky. It wasn't in Syria. So I don't know what you're going to do about that, but I think ABC owes an apology.
I would agree with that. That's not a simple oversight. That's an intentional use of video that misleads people. It's not just standard B-roll. It's absolutely dishonest, and ABC News ought to have people fired for that. Several people ought to be fired for that. It's inexcusable at every level. Now, then the conversation turned to Lindsey Graham. Graham, a proponent of the president, a defender of the president, a man who has stood toe-to-toe with Democrats to defend the president. He was quoted by Jonathan Carl as the conversation continues. Listen to this part. It's bite number three. Bite three, go.
Lindsey Graham just said of your remarks that you made in the Oval Office that if you keep talking like that, quote, this will be a disaster worse than Obama's decision to leave Iraq.
No, Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 1,000 years with thousands of soldiers and fighting other people's wars. I want to get out of the Middle East. I think Lindsey should focus right now on judiciary like the Democrats. The do-nothing Democrats, as I call them, because they're doing nothing. They're getting nothing done. They're not getting USMCA done between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. They're getting nothing done. And I think Lindsey should focus on judiciary. He ought to find out about what happened with Comey, what happened with McCabe, Lisa, what happened with Peter Strzok, what happened with President Obama, what happened with Brennan. That's what Lindsey ought to focus on. That's what the people of South Carolina want him to focus on.
Thousands of people fighting other people's wars. That's what Lindsey Graham wants, according to the president. I don't disagree with that point of view. How many times have we watched the military-industrial complex and different members of Congress perpetuate wars, fuel wars, that have no positive outcome on the end? We have spent how many decades in the Middle East, how many trillions of dollars in resources and American lives being lost or maimed or permanently altered, and in pursuit of what exactly? Is Israel safer today than it was 10 years ago or 25? Doesn't seem that way. Is the Middle East more stable now than it was 10 years ago or 25? It doesn't seem that way now, does it? So what exactly are we in pursuit of? What are we trying to accomplish? The bottom line for the president came up after that. And basically he said, no more endless wars. They have got to stop. And it is bizarre and baffling to me to watch the Democrats pursue the foreign policy of George W. Bush that they all hated. That he went to war in Iraq, that it was a lie. Bush lied, people died. Remember, Bush lied, people died. Now they want to stay? Now they want to stay. Because Donald Trump says it's time to bring the boys back home. And now they want to stay. Bite number four, the bottom line. Bite number four from the president. Go.
And all I'm saying is this, I'm not going to lose potentially thousands and tens of thousands of American soldiers fighting a war between Turkey and Syria. Syria is not our friend. Assad is not our friend. That's the way it goes. Please ask a question.
But Mr. President, you said you withdrew 28 troops.
28. They say it was 28. We thought it was 50, but it was about 28. 26 to 28 troops.
And
all accounted for. Nobody injured. Listen. All accounted for. Nobody injured. Nobody missing. It's really nice.
But look what's happened since those troops were withdrawn and since you had that conversation with President Erdogan.
You know what's happened? No American soldiers have been killed. That's what's happened.
You know what's happened? In the latest round of fighting in the Middle East, no Americans have died. No Americans have been injured permanently. No Americans have been maimed to be sent home to their parents in the middle of Kansas. Is that such a bad deal? I ask you again, with eight bases in the Middle East, is the United States truly underrepresented in that part of the world? Eight military bases, fully stocked, fully stacked, ready to go. And again, I've been watching the Middle East peace process since I can remember watching television in the early 70s. Walter Cronkite talking about the Six-Day War, and the Yom Kippur War, and the Camp David Peace Accords with Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin and Jimmy Carter. That was going to end the wars in the Middle East. 1979, the wars were going to be over. How many people have died from America in the Middle East since 1979? Do some math for me, and then you tell me where you'd like more Americans to die in pursuit of the policies of another country. Go to SteveGruber.com, drop me a line. SteveGruber.com, drop me a line. Let me know where we should be spending more American lives. We'll be back in a moment.